The $99 Cedar Point Gold Pass is back. You can get unlimited visits this fall and all of 2025 at America's Roller Coast. You'll also get thrills of all sizes, splash-tastic fun, free parking, and hollow weekends. It's all for our lowest price of the season, just $99 plus applicable taxes and fees. Online only. Get your 2025 Gold Pass and start planning your visit at cedarpoint.com.
How many of us have been chasing something that we never even stopped to think, is this what I really want? Is this what I want, or is this what people told me I should want, or that I should have, or I should chase? Have you ever thought about that for yourself? Like, have you ever taken the time to think, am I doing what I'm doing because I genuinely want to do it, or because people told me that that's what I should do in order to be successful? Hello and welcome back to another episode of the show. I am your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about becoming the best version of yourself. In today's episode, we are going to talk about spreading yourself too thin. Something that I have been very, very horrible at. Like, I can't even begin to explain. Like, that was literally most of my life. Has it been most? Well, yeah, I would say most of it, in a sense that, like, throughout school, college, really, throughout college, I would say that I was definitely spreading myself too thin, like, for all 4 of the years that I was in college, to be honest. And I only recently stopped doing that because I gained a lot more clarity on what I wanted to focus my time on. And that's the big thing. And we get into this early. The reason why I was spreading myself so thin, the reason why you or a lot of other people might be spreading themselves thin, is because we really lack clarity. And that's like the main issue. We lack clarity on what it is we want to do with our life, what we feel like we are supposed to be doing, what we think our purpose is. And because we have no idea what we're supposed to be doing, we just dabble in a bunch of little things and we put our eggs in like a million different baskets. And we get burnt out and overwhelmed and we just feel tired and drained. Like, literally, it's because you lack clarity. I lacked clarity on what I was supposed to be doing with my life. So as a result, every time I got an idea for something, I would literally just be like, okay, let me just do that. And if I got another idea tomorrow, I would do that too. Like, I was in college and I was taking, like, I was a full-time student taking 15 to 18 credit hours a semester. And then I was also like the president of multiple student organizations. I was doing all of these extracurricular activities. I was going to all of these events and all of these. Like, I was doing the absolute most. And the thing is, I felt pressure to be busy all the time because that's what I was used to. I felt like if I was busy, that meant I was productive, which, surprise, surprise, that is fake news. Because busy doesn't equal productive. I thought that if I was keeping busy and if I was doing a bunch of stuff and I had a bunch of stuff on my resume, then that would make me look well-rounded and it would make me more competitive in the job market. And to some extent, it was successful in doing that. But the thing was, I realized that when I did have success in that, I realized it wasn't what I wanted to do. Because I lacked clarity on what I wanted, what mattered to me, I was doing all of these things. And then when I achieved the conventional idea of success, I was like, yeah, this is not what I want. And that happens to a lot of people, honestly. It's because we really lack clarity on what we're supposed to be doing with our lives. We try to do so many things. And don't get me wrong, because in one of my episodes, I forgot which number, but in one of my episodes that was about not putting yourself in a box, I talked about how basically if you have an idea for something, then, or if you don't know what you want to do with your life, then I would recommend, like, it's my opinion, that you should try a bunch of different things to know what sticks, what you actually like, what you don't like, what you can just, you know, cross off your list and move on to the next. You have to actually do these things to know what you want to do. But in that episode, I specifically mentioned that you have to do one thing at a time, because if you do too many things at once, it's not going to work out. Like the book I'm reading, or the book I was reading some time ago called The One Thing, it literally starts off on the first page saying, if you try to chase two rabbits, you will catch neither one. And that is so true. You cannot try to go after multiple things at once. You have to learn how to focus. And that's what I've been learning now. And it has literally changed the course of my life. I'm not even being dramatic. When you find clarity on what it is you want to do, that whole concept of spreading yourself thin is going to fade away, because the whole reason it exists is because you lack clarity. You lack clarity on what it is you want to do because you have probably been letting society dictate what you're supposed to be doing, what success is, right? And most of that is usually tied to money. So you have been letting society and people and your family and friends and school tell you that you have to have a certain GPA, you have to belong to a certain profession, you have to have a certain career to be considered successful, you have to be making a certain amount of money, you have to be in a certain industry. We literally, and by we, I mean me, a lot of people do it too, but I am literally just calling myself out here, and if it applies to you, then it applies to you. But I literally went about letting society and letting other people dictate what was successful or what success meant. And I chased that only to achieve it and realize that it wasn't for me. I had to get there. And the thing is, I let me tell you something. I remember being in college and I literally cried in my dorm at one point. I literally cried and I broke down freshman year. And I prayed and I said, God, I have so much ambition, but I have no idea what to point it towards. I have no idea what direction to go in. Can you please just tell me what I'm supposed to do with my life so I know where to direct all of my energy, to direct all of my focus? And that prayer wasn't answered in that moment. It was answered now. It was answered recently. But in that moment, as a freshman, it wasn't answered. I didn't know what I was supposed to do with my life. So I let other people tell me what I should have been doing. And I made a lot of decisions. Or actually, I lacked, I don't want to say the ability, but I did not really make decisions in my life for a point in time in college. And that in itself is a decision. Indecision is a decision. But because I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life, I just went with the flow of everything. And I never actively decided to do anything. Like, I literally just said, you know what, I'm just going to go with the flow and see what happens. And then I decided that's because I did not know what I wanted to do. I would just chase the conventional idea of success. And I would just do what people told me to do, join the organizations people told me to join, you know, like apply for certain jobs and do this, that, and the third. I literally let society dictate what success looks like to me and what, you know, I should pursue. And I put forth all of my ambition and all of my effort and all of my focus into this whole goal, into this whole chase of success, right? And then I achieved it and I was like, but wait a minute, this is not what I thought it would be. And that's when I had the whole revelation, right? That's where, and I'm going somewhere with this, I promise. That's where I was like, you know what? I have been spreading myself thin and doing so many things because I did not know what I wanted to do. And now that I, you know, made everything look good on paper, make everything look good on my resume and whatnot, and I achieved certain things, this is not what I had in mind. This is not what I... This doesn't feel like success to me. It's comfortable. Don't get me wrong. It's comfortable, but it doesn't feel fulfilling like I thought it would. So that's when I said to myself, you know what? Well, why doesn't it feel successful? Why don't I feel successful? Why don't I feel accomplished? Because everybody's telling me that I should feel accomplished and I should be happy and I should be grateful. And I am grateful. But I realized that in asking myself all of these questions, I realized that I was chasing society's definition of success and I had no idea what success looked like to me. So as a result, I decided that I would, you know, define what success meant to me. Why was I not satisfied with where I was? And what does success look like to me? What exactly do I want? How do I want to live my life? I gained clarity. And that, let me tell you, spreading yourself thin is because you lack clarity. Once you gain clarity, your whole life is going to change. That sounds so dramatic, but it's so true. It is so true because how many of us have been chasing something that we never even stopped to think, is this what I really want? Is this what I want, or is this what people told me I should want or that I should have or I should chase? Have you ever thought about that for yourself? Like, have you ever taken the time to think, am I doing what I'm doing because I genuinely want to do it or because people told me that that's what I should do in order to be successful? Like, have you ever asked yourself that? All right, look, I know you're enjoying the episode, but I need to tell you about something that's going to be a game changer for you. If you are anything like me, you want to become the best version of yourself and you had this idea of what that looks like, but it's not really clear. It's like kind of vague and you find that sometimes it's hard to manifest exactly what you want because sometimes even when you set goals and you accomplish them, you still don't always feel fulfilled. That's because you're not aligned, because you probably have been letting society dictate what success looks like and what you should be doing with your life and following that. And now you're seeing that it's not giving you the satisfaction that you want. So I'm here to help you clarify exactly what the best version of yourself looks like so that you can be more intentional about your goals and you can become more aligned. So I created 3 journals to help you with that: the self-reflection journal, the relationship journal, and the visionary journal. These journals are literally going to help you understand who you are and how you got to this point, as well as assessing all of the relationships in your life. So your family, your friends, your romantic relationship, and then defining what the ideal version of that looks like for each category, as well as defining your ideal lifestyle and what that looks like. So if you are serious about finding that out, if you are serious about becoming the best version of yourself, then go to www.secludedthoughts.com/journals. I will also leave the link in the description. Now back to the episode. If you are guilty of spreading yourself thin, like, that is the best thing I could tell you. Like, I could sit here and talk about, you need to focus, you need to narrow it down, you need to focus on one thing, and I can be vague. And essentially that is what I'm saying. But what I really want you to understand is I cannot define what success looks like for you the same way other people cannot define what it looked like for me, because we are all unique. We are all individuals. Like, we are all meant to live different lives and have different purposes. We were not meant to do the same thing. So I cannot tell you what you should be doing and you cannot tell me what I should be doing. You have to learn to define what success means for you, because You will chase something that you think is going to be fulfilling, that you think is going to make you happy, that you think is going to make other people congratulate you, and you will get it. And you may receive that congratulations. You may be, you know, hyped up or whatever, but you might not be happy. And I want you to really think about if that is okay for you. And if I experienced it, I know that there are so many other people who are doing things because they have a comfortable lifestyle, or it makes other people happy. It pays the bills. It does, you know, like it, you are comfortable. You are comfortable, right? But you're not happy. You're not fulfilled. Some people are really not fulfilled in what they are doing, but they are so afraid because they are comfortable, because they let society and other people make them believe that that is where they should stay. And the thing is, like, we all know, you could be making a lot of money and you could still be miserable. So is that successful? Is it successful if all your bills are paid, but you're miserable? Like, you don't even like, you don't even like waking up in the morning because you know exactly what to expect when you go into work. Like, is that successful even if your bills are paid? Is that how you want to live the rest of your life? Now, think about all of the things that you are doing, all of the ways that you are spreading yourself thin. You might not even consider it as spreading yourself too thin. You might just think you're just a busy person. We are going to get to the bottom of that today, because that might not be the case, okay? You being busy might just be you spreading yourself too thin. So we are going to unpack all of that in today's episode. I want you to think about all of the things that you have your hands in right now, especially the things that you may feel like it makes you look successful, or other people have been telling you that they think you are successful because of this thing, whether it's your career or something that, I don't know, you got an award for or something, anything. Just think of the things that you are doing, the different activities that keep you busy or preoccupied in your life. How do you feel about these things? Honestly, I want you to really pause and think about all of the things you are doing now, the things that take up most of your time. Let's put it this way, the things that take up the majority of your time. How do you actually feel about these things? Be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. How do you actually think about, how do you actually feel about these things? Do these things make you feel fulfilled? When you set goals around these things that you are doing and you accomplish these goals, do you actually feel like you are making progress? Do you actually feel like you are going in the right direction? Or do you just feel like you just checked something else off of your list, but you're still not fulfilled? Like, how do you feel about these so-called accomplishments in your life? If you feel great, if you have all the clarity in the world and you feel like you are walking in your purpose, great, great. Take a little intermission. I'm not talking to you right now, but I'll be talking to you in a second. But for the people who are not exactly where they want to be, if you feel like you are not doing what you feel like you are called to do, if you feel like you have no idea what your purpose is, there is a high possibility that you are spreading yourself too thin, because the things you are doing are taking up a lot of your time, a lot of your energy, but it's not fulfilling. Stop losing sleep. Stop stressing yourself out. Stop prioritizing things that have no meaning in your life, things that truly don't make you happy. Yes, it might pay the bills, but do you really want to only spend your life like living to pay bills? Is that enough for you? And a lot of people consider themselves to be realistic, and they're like, well, girl, what are you talking about? Like, I have to pay bills. What you want me to do, get evicted? I'm not saying don't pay your bills. I'm just saying, don't you want more out of your life? Don't you want more out of your life? Don't you want to enjoy life a little bit more? Like, don't you want more? It's okay to want more. It's not crazy. It's not idealistic. It's not a fantasy. It's okay to want more. I am here because I decided that I wanted more, and I decided that I wanted to act on it. And I'm just asking you, don't you want more from life? Like, if you're spending your time doing a bunch of things or working on a job or doing things that don't fulfill you, is that really how you want to spend the rest of your life? You may not have a game plan to get out of it now, but I'm going to help you with that. I'm going to help you with that in this episode. You know, let's just get right into the help. Let us just get right into how you conquer this whole phenomenon of spreading yourself too thin or just living a life unfulfilled. Let us just get right into it, because that is what you are here for. Now, before I go any deeper, I just want to let you know that you are the creator of your reality, whether you believe it or not. Yes, we are going there today. You are the reason why you are wherever you are in your life. For the people, I read a quote that said, "Everybody is self-made, but only the successful admit it." That is very true. Because the people who are rich and successful, they wanted that in their lives, and that's what they went after, and that's what they got. Now, the people who had no idea what they wanted to do with their life, they literally drifted and they ended up wherever life decided to dump them. So if you don't believe you are the creator of your reality, then the second is what applies to you. And whether or not you are in a comfortable position or not financially in your life, you could still be a drifter because you haven't actively decided that you wanted something and you were going to go after it. You literally probably went after a job you knew that would make you a lot of money, and you know, you live in comfortably now, your bills are paid, but you're miserable. That's because you lacked clarity on what you actually want and you chose to chase money. So that is why I said you are the creator of your reality, whether you know it or not. There are forces that are going to give you exactly what you keep asking for, exactly what you keep thinking about, exactly what you keep speaking. So it's better for you to learn how to use that to your advantage versus constantly denying it or acting ignorant and then just drifting in life and then blaming everybody else for your problems. Okay. Now let us get into the solution here. Like I said earlier, the reason most people spread themselves too thin, the reason most people are unfulfilled, is because They let society tell them how to live their lives, what to chase, what success means, and they run after that, and then they realize they're not fulfilled. All of that is a result of lacking clarity. Clarity is the solution to drifting. It's the solution to not spreading yourself too thin, is the solution to actually achieving what you want. Because in order to achieve what you want, in order to live the life that you want, you have to first know what you want. It sounds so simple. It sounds like it's common sense, but sometimes common sense is not very common, okay? And that could have been applied to my life earlier as well, because I did not realize this. It's something so simple, but I still didn't know. I didn't know that in order for me to like what I was doing or live the life of my dreams, I had to actually define what that meant for me. A lot of people don't actually take the time to define what they want in life. They just let people, the school system, their families dictate what they do. They run after that. They get it, and then they end up miserable. So the solution I am proposing today, the solution that has worked for me, the solution to, honestly, I feel like most of our problems, is really getting clear on what it is we actually want, so that when life tries to throw us curveballs and all of these distractions, we can actually hold up a theoretical list of what we want and compare it to that and be like, no, that's not actually what I want. It sounds so simple because it is. And sometimes we feel like an answer to a complicated problem or an answer to a problem has to be something complicated and long and drawn out. But the more I learn, the more I grow, I'm realizing that a lot of the solutions to our problems are actually very simple. A lot of the cliche stuff you hear is actually the answer to a lot of our prayers, the answer to a lot of our problems. But because we think it's too simple, we think there's no way that could be it, but it is. So let me explain what that means, in case you're wondering, okay, clarity, how do I get clear? Let me give you an example, right? I will use myself as an example. So let's say traveling, for example, right? Because I know we were talking about life and success and all of that, but literally clarity applies to every aspect of your life. So I'm just going to use traveling, for example, because that's something I just recently realized about myself. So I wanted to take a solo trip for the longest while. And I was always afraid and concerned because I am a woman and, you know, safety reasons and whatnot. I was always just overly cautious. And I thought about some places I wanted to go, and then including Miami. So Miami was one of them. And I actually went to Miami. And then I went there for an event, but then on my last day there, I had a free day. So I decided to go exploring in the city. And while I was exploring, I realized that I actually don't like to explore. I realized that I don't like to explore, but I literally had no plan, no itinerary. I just said, you know what, let me get on the little train that was outside my hotel and let me just go around the city and see what I find. And while I was on train, while I was exploring, while I was taking in the scenery and walking around and doing different things, I realized that that's really not my cup of tea. That's really not my cup of tea. And that I'm referring to is, number one, if I had to do a solo trip, I realized that I don't necessarily care to travel to certain cities, like as a destination. And the thing is, I overhyped Miami in my head for so long, and I wanted to go for so long because I heard a lot of good things. I liked the fact that they had a lot of skyscrapers and condos, floor to ceiling windows, you know, like that's my style. So in my head, I overhyped Miami. And then when I went, I really wasn't that impressed. And it's crazy because I was thinking of moving out there and I really just had no clarity, no kind of idea what I wanted. And that's why I thought I could move there. But while I was walking around the city, I realized that I really don't like exploring. So then I went back to my hotel room and I was like, okay, so this little adventure was a fail. So what did I learn from this? Like, why was this a fail? Why was I disappointed? And I realized that my ideal vacation would be me going to somewhere tropical where there is a beach so I can literally like lay out in the sand or just sunbathe, like going to an all-inclusive resort and just eating and drinking nonstop, staying at the hotel, going to the beach, like just relaxing. I realized that that is what I truly look for in vacations or like solo trips. That is what I would actually prefer. But since I did not actually take the time to clarify that, it was a learning lesson. But I was just aimlessly wandering around in a different city. And I didn't really enjoy it, honestly. It was overhyped. And I realized that I had to actually get clear on what I thought a real vacation was so that I wouldn't, you know, waste my time and waste my money going somewhere else when I don't really like wandering around in different cities. I like water. I like being around water. I want to go to an island, right? So now I have clarity on what type of vacations I'll be taking in the future. But had I not known that, I would have probably wasted more money on flights traveling to different cities and not enjoying my trips. Another example, and this one is more about life and success and career and blah, blah, blah. And it pertains to the podcast, actually. So I have been getting so clear on what it is I want to do with my life. And let me tell you something. I have been getting all of these visions of like my future life, like the best version of me, you know, like when I meditate and stuff. I keep getting images of my future life and things I'm doing, and it all aligns with the mission that I created for my life, with the vision that I have for my life. Like all of it is in sync. I have literally been getting so many ideas on what to do with my life. And the thing is, it's not aimless. It's not random. Like all of it is aligned with my purpose. One of the most important things my mentor taught me about my podcast is to have a mission for the podcast. Have an overall goal of something I'm trying to achieve, something I want to help my audience with, and do a bunch of things surrounding that so that I can be aligned. And I applied that to my life in itself. But ever since I got clarity on what I think my purpose is to do here in life, I've been getting so many ideas, but they all align with that. So I don't even feel like I'm spreading myself thin. I don't even feel like it's too much. Like it literally makes me feel so fulfilled. It literally brings me so much joy because I got clear on what it is success looks like for me, how I want to spend my days, how I want to spend my time, what I want to be doing in my free time, what I define success as, how much money I want to be making, how I spend my money, how I invest my money. I took the time to define all of these things. And let me tell you, life has never been better. Life has never been better. And the crazy thing is, I have not even physically manifested all of these things, but because I got clarity, I have literally been seeing these things start to manifest in my life. And I feel so much better mentally because I have gotten clarity. And I share this to tell you that when you get clarity on what it is certain things mean for you, what success means for you, what your ideal guy or girl looks like, what your ideal date is like, what your ideal trip or travel experience is like, how you define success, how much money you want to make, how you spend your free time. Once you start defining these things for you, instead of letting Instagram and social media and your family and friends and people and school define what you should be doing or how these things should look like for you, you start living your life in alignment with these things, like subconsciously. And I touched on that in my last episode. If you haven't seen it, I would highly recommend it. But once you get clarity and you start defining these things, it's like you naturally start to act as if. And act as if is literally the underlying principle around manifesting, because you are becoming the person that lives the life that you want. And thus, it has no choice but to manifest in your life because you are becoming that person. Because once you get clarity and you say, okay, now I know my ideal vacation is on a beach somewhere at an all-inclusive resort, now you know how to plan your vacations. You're not even going to waste time thinking of, oh, where should I go? What should I do? You already have a picture of what it is you would rather be doing. So now you just have to pick a destination and find a hotel. It's so much simpler now that you have clarity, and that can be applied to every aspect of your life that you get clarity on. Now, here's the thing about getting clarity in your life. I cannot tell you what it is. I cannot tell you what that looks like, and you should not ask anybody what that looks like. You have to figure that out for yourself because it's going to look different from you. Because you could have been listening to my idea of an ideal solo vacation and you could be saying like, wow, you really just want to lay out on the beach. You don't want to explore. You don't want to like learn about the history of the place and go to a museum or something. No, I don't. And I look at travel vlogs and I see people talking about, oh yeah, we traveled to this place and we went to this historic site. And I'm like, no, that's not me. Because we are different. we are different. That's the point. So I can give you examples from my life, but I cannot tell you what it is that you should be working towards or how you should define something. You have to actually set time aside like I did, like successful people do. And you have to actually journal out what exactly you want. You have to take some time. And when I say take some time, you literally have to set time aside because you have to actually focus on this. And you have to take this seriously. You have to take this seriously. And it's not something that you can say, you know what, well, when I have time, I'll do this. So, no, this is something you actually have to prioritize because you could be wasting a lot of your time doing things that's not doing crap for you because you have no idea what it is you actually want. You thought your job was your dream job, but then you realize while you were working there, you know what? I actually want to work from home now and I don't like going into the office every day. So now, because you know that, okay, I actually want to work from home and I don't like going into the office, now you can actually do a job search and you can narrow it down by positions that are remote. You see what I'm saying? Like now your job search is a lot easier. Now, because you know what you want, you can actually take steps to try to attain that. But the only way you move forward, the only way you progress is if you know what you want. You have to know what you want. So now I've been saying this over and over, you have to know what you want, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you how you figure that out, okay? I have created a series of journals. And by the time you're watching this, all of them might not be released, but they will be released prior to the end of the year. But I am literally working on a lot of journals to help you gain clarity because I realized that that was the biggest issue I had. And I know a lot of people have this issue. I know when I talk to my friends that they have this issue. So I know a lot of people have this problem. You don't actually take time to think about what exactly you want out of life. You don't know what questions to ask yourself. You have no idea where to begin. So I actually created a series of journals around self-reflection, assessing your friendships, relationships, and detailing out what your vision for your life is, your ideal life, the best version of yourself. I have literally created journals asking you a bunch of questions to help you think about what it is that you actually want in multiple different aspects of your life. And I will leave the link for them in the description. And if you are a member of the Patreon, then don't forget to use your discount. But even if you don't get the journals are there to help you, right? The journals are there to help you. They're there to make you really start thinking of what kind of life you want, what exactly you are working towards if you have absolutely no idea to start. But even if you don't get the journals, you could literally Google like self-reflection prompts and different things like that. You can Google this stuff, but the point I really want to take home is you have to set time aside and actually start thinking of what it is you want from life, what you are working towards. If you're watching on YouTube, I will leave a bunch of categories on the screen that you can start thinking of defining what does the ideal situation for that category look like for you. If you're listening to the audio, I will leave it in the description of whatever streaming platform you look at. But you can Google these questions or you can get the journals to help you think about it. I asked a lot of questions in these journals to help you get clarity down to the T on what it is you're actually working towards. And I actually went through these are questions that I actually asked myself, just so you know. I didn't pull these things out of nowhere. These are questions that I actually asked myself. These are things that I actually did in my life to see results that I am trying to help you with. The whole purpose of this podcast is to help you become the best version of yourself. The best version of yourself, it will always feel like something that is fleeting or far away if you have no idea what that looks like. you have to take time aside to define that, to get clear on what it is you are working towards. Because when you get clear, you start becoming that person. You start acting as if, because you have that clarity. You are always going to waste your time spreading yourself too thin, getting a bunch of different ideas and starting a bunch of different things. Every time you talk to somebody, it's a different idea, it's a different job, it's a different this, it's a different that. It's because you lack clarity. So I literally created the journals to help you with that. But like I said, even if you don't get the journals to help you with that, and I would recommend getting the journals because it's literally like a one-stop shop to help you assess your life and read yourself to filth. But even if you don't get it, like I said, what I really encourage you to do is define what your ideal situation in each of these categories, your career, your finances, your family, your romantic life, your personal life, your hobbies, your vacation. Take some time to actually define what that looks like for you, because throughout this podcast, I am going to be making a bunch of episodes, releasing a bunch of content, even on a YouTube channel outside of just the podcast episodes. I am going to be creating a ton of content around becoming the best version of yourself, about acting as if, about being the best version of yourself, not just becoming. Because when I say becoming, I feel like it sounds like you're not already that person, but the whole point, like I'm trying to say, is this whole podcast, this whole brand that I'm creating is about helping you get there. But the best way, the absolute best way to ensure your success, the best way to take in everything on this podcast, the best way to learn from all of these lessons that I am sharing in my life, that I will be sharing with my guests when I start doing guest interviews, is for you to have some clarity on what it is you are working towards. So if you get little nuggets that you could use, you use it for the right reasons, not just to like make money or something. Because I can tell you, I have literally spent a lot of my life, okay, chasing money. I'm not even going to lie to you. Let's be real. I have spent a lot of time creating ideas and businesses, chasing money, and I have made money in my businesses. But, you know, and I'm mainly referring to my blog. My blog was successful, but I sold it because it wasn't fulfilling. I had to let it go because it started draining me, because I realized, okay, cool, it's making money, but the money is not doing anything for me. I mean, the money is doing, the money pays your bills, but mentally, emotionally, like it wasn't fulfilling. So I had to let it go. And now that I'm making this podcast, now that even if I'm a quiet introvert and I'm reserved and I'm still learning how to have a camera presence and be on YouTube and all of that, even if it's still a process for me, even if it's making me step outside of my comfort zone, it's actually very fulfilling. I really enjoy what I'm doing. Like, I actually love this. I love helping people. I love what I'm talking about. Like, this is my bread and butter right here. Like, this is what I really enjoy doing. And I would have never even started doing this if I did not get clarity on what I wanted. So honestly, my hope for you is for you to feel the same level of fulfillment that I do making this podcast and trying to help you. But I cannot tell you what you will get that kind of fulfillment in. You have to know that for yourself. But I can help you. I can do my best to help you to figure out what that means. And that is why I created the journals. That is why I highly encourage you to start journaling. Get a piece of paper, get a book. I have multiple journals and I'm looking at them. I have three of them right there that I journal all the time. And I just write things down. I document my growth. I document what I want, how I feel about a certain situation. If I wanted something and I got it and it didn't make me happy, well, why? Well, what do I think would make me happy instead? You have to get clarity on these kind of things. And that is the only way you will start feeling like you're making progression. That is the only way you'll start feeling fulfilled in what you do. And that truly is what I want for you, because now that I have it, it feels absolutely amazing. So I know I'm rambling, but that's, I really just want you to feel as fulfilled as I do making this podcast. And I need you to get clarity on what it is you want. I can't tell you, and nobody else can tell you. Nobody else should tell you. You should not ask anybody else. You have to figure it out for yourself. So I would highly encourage you to start journaling, start documenting, list out every aspect of your life, and start thinking about what the ideal version of that looks like for you. That is all I have in today's episode. Make sure you start journaling. If you're interested in the journals, like I said, I will leave the link to them in the description. But yeah, I will talk to you next week. Get journaling, love. Get journaling. Your future you depends on it.
The $99 Cedar Point Gold Pass is back. You can get unlimited visits this fall and all of 2025 at America's Roller Coast. You'll also get thrills of all sizes, splash-tastic fun, free parking, and hollow weekends. It's all for our lowest price of the season, just $99 plus applicable taxes and fees. Online only. Get your 2025 Gold Pass and start planning your visit at cedarpoint.com.